You've heard the warnings not to eat too much tuna to avoid mercury, but new research suggests mercury may be found in more food items than just fish. Dr. Jane Hightower joins us now with more on this new report. She's a doctor at California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco and the author of Diagnosis, Mercury, Money, Politics, and Poison. Dr. Jane Hightower, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So a lot of people have heard the warnings about mercury in tuna, basically these health advisories suggesting that people don't eat too much of this stuff. Where else is mercury found?
Well, you know, mercury can be bellowed up into the sky, as most people are very well aware. You can go online and find the scorecard website, which gives you the top 100 polluters in the U.S. We also have a lot of mercury coming in from China. But there's also mercury. It can be in lakes and streams from old factories. It gets into the water. It gets into our fish. But also, if you use the water for irrigation, you can also pollute other sources of food. In the United States, the FDA doesn't really test a lot of food other than fish. They barely test the fish in the first place.
So the atmospheric carbon dioxide is mostly coming, as I understand it, from coal-burning power plants. Is that right?
Well, yes, carbon dioxide comes from power plants, but coal-fired power plants also bellow up mercury.
Right. And so what levels are people seeing in this new study? In some of these reports, you say the FDA doesn't track it, but how much is there? How much do we know?
Well, you know, much of the actual printed publications on food items that can take up mercury are done in other countries. So I'm not sure what the FDA is tracing at this point. I've not seen any kind of recommendation. I know that there's certain levels it has to be below. And for imports, people hear about such things as corn from other countries such as Mexico, rice from China. It can take up mercury, but a lot of times those imports are tested. So the main thing I tell people is know where you're getting your food from. If you can buy local and it's not downstream from a fertilizer factory or some factory releasing emissions, then it's much safer.
And if you're talking about something like corn from Mexico or rice from China, are those levels that have been tested of concern for human health?
They have in past history, but I don't know of the 2012-2013 tests. You know, this changes all the time. Because sometimes they can actually alleviate the problem and sometimes they can't. Certain foods will take up mercury and lead up more than others, such as tobacco plants, coffee plants, you know, cocoa taking up lead. And I tell people in San Francisco where I am, you know, these homes where there's been a lot of lead in the paints where, you know, it gets into the soil over time. Those people should test their soil before they start planting their vegetables or use raised beds.
So it sounds like there's a lot that's still not known about mercury and how much of it is actually in our foods beyond fish. Why is mercury so bad for people?
Mercury is, it gets into every tissue, every cell, and it's the most strongly bound into all of our necessary proteins. And so it sort of wreaks havoc on the body and doesn't allow the body to work as smoothly as it could. So it can affect how you fend off other chemicals. It can wreak havoc on your immune system. It just gets in the way. And so it's more of a cofactor of disease at these low levels, and it causes direct disease at the higher levels. And where that changes as far as dose depends on the status of the individual. Some people are more affected at low levels than others.
So if somebody's concerned about this, you mentioned eating locally as one thing that folks might do depending on where they think that their rice and fish comes from. But what about just consumption levels? Like, should people avoid eating fish altogether? You're not saying that, right?
No, I eat some fish, and the smaller the better is the general rule of thumb. The less predatory, the better. The shorter lived fish. So I would have to look at, I know Washington has some fish advisories also for your lakes and streams, and some groups have had your restaurant fish some advisories. You know, there's always argument on how much.
We do, and we'll have that information up on our website later today. Dr. Jane Hightower, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
She's a doctor at California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco, telling us about a new study that looks at the health problems of mercury in our food beyond fish.